Man sucked him. Man sucked him. Man sucked him.
Like, it wasn't. It wasn't.
No, that's what you said.
Man sucked him.
Not him. Sucked him.
Not sucked him.
Man took his phone and sucked him.
So please don't unsubscribe, please. Like,
you said don't subscribe.
No, I said don't unsubscribe.
Oh, okay.
You probably have.
Yeah. But yeah, come back.
Come back, please.
We're back now. Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome back to the Koppo Show. As you know, I'm Jordy George. With my new name now, it's Don J. So if you can all respect me and call me.
Are you sticking with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Don J.
Yeah, Don J.
Cool.
Yeah, uh-huh. So it's Jordy George, a.k.a. Don J.
Why are you being so serious about it?
Huh?
Why are you being so serious?
No, that's a serious name. it's a name that I picked up during my travels.
Yeah. Self-named or did someone else?
I was in Brazil.
Brazil? Okay. Someone gave you that in Brazil?
Yeah.
What man? Brazil. What man's calling you Don J?
I was running things out there.
In the favelas.
I was running things out there, so that's where it came from, isn't it? Yeah, and I'm joined here today by my, what would it be? What would the Pablo Escobar call his workers? Yeah, I'm just putting my workers.
From Brazil to Pablo Escobar, two different places.
My workers.
In that club?
It's two different places.
Yeah, but they're neighbouring countries.
Yeah, but... It's got nothing to do with anything.
L's aka Mr. Make It Happen.
It's your boy Fear and the one you'll come to see, man. Back.
Again.
Yeah, we have to kind of apologise again, to be fair. And kind of explain what's been going on.
Yeah,
it's been 10 months.
Yeah, like we've tried to return maybe about 3 or 4 times now. But there's been lots and lots of things happening.
Mm-hmm.
Technical issues. Fionn got arrested.
You was running an organisation in Brazil.
Exactly. Exactly. But yeah, no. Yeah, like seriously though, like we did try to come back like 3 or 4 times. But yeah, due to technical issues. And we're really hoping that this episode...
We'll see the light of day.
Yeah. Because if not, then it's done.
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah, it's done.
We will put out the episode we recorded before this... on Patreon. So if you lot sign up to our Patreon, it's free. You lot can watch the episode before this and we spoke about quite a few things. I can't even remember.
We have to give them a disclaimer of the technical issues though.
There's like a few sound issues, but the bulk of it is good stuff.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So again, we apologise for taking so long, guys. Because I know every single time on social media, I'm not allowed to post nothing out with my family. Where's Koppo? Any little thing out in a restaurant, where's Koppo? I'm like, I deactivated my Instagram for a bit. It was too much.
No, but your DMs, but they're not popping like that.
What?
No, they're not popping.
What do you mean?
No, they're not popping like that.
Stop.
Did you actually deactivate Instagram?
You got 50 followers. like, they ain't following you. Like, they're not
20 or 50.
Listen. Hey, Neff.
They know who they are.
You said they were witches.
We're back now, but apologies for taking so long because it's been a long time. But obviously, in the last episode, we did talk about where we've been and what we've been up to for the last 10 months. Mm. So we kind of got to give them like an update on what's been going on, really.
I
feel like there's been so much. Like, what would you lot say is like the top 3 things that's happened in your lives?
Everyone here has been on holiday, don't it?
I think several. I think you've been on about 50, even on a world tour.
He's been dancing for at least 8 months straight, basically.
What, is a
just
dancer?
Just been dancing. On other people's snap, I just see him dancing.
It's business trip.
There was a plate of tequila on your head.
On his head?
Yeah. Oh, the man was like this.
No, but...
In the middle of a club.
No, but there's a niche.
Like a belly dancer.
No, but there's a niche in the market. There's a niche.
What, black men belly dancers?
No.
So what have you not been up to then?
A lot, to be fair, but...
Yeah, I've just been travelling.
I don't say a lot. It's been 10 months.
10 months into an hour-long episode.
No, but you can say longer, top 3 things that's changed in your life.
So what have you done then?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, please. Let me slow down.
New job?
Yes.
Again?
Yeah. New job still.
Wait. Well, it's new to everyone, listen.
Yeah, new job.
Oh, so there's no more like recruitment?
Yeah, recruitment's done. I've stepped away from that. The stress was crazy. Back of my head was yamming out. have to be honest. I was spinning from the back. I was putting on weight. So I said, you know what?
Wait, you was what?
Putting on weight.
No, before that.
Spinning from the back of my hair.
It's a bit. That's a yellow. Yeah. It's a yellow. It's
why?
A yellow.
What? Thinning from the back? How is that? What is the pause in that? Explain.
He was feeling from the back.
Not feeling.
I didn't hear feeling. Feeling. I didn't hear feeling. I didn't hear feeling.
He was feeling from the back.
I didn't hear feeling.
Come on, man.
I think from, anything from the back is a bit the yellow.
Yeah, I was feeling. I was like, nah, man, this industry is going to finish me off. Waking up in the middle of the night thinking of KPIs. Stupid.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
It's too much.
Yeah, you know, month to month, you know, you're missing your targets. You know, there's no commission.
You're going into work thinking, is today the day they're going to chop my neck? So I said, you know what? So I left, so I've gone to something different now.
Wait, are you allowed to talk about your previous job now that you left, or you'd rather keep it?
I know a couple of people watch it on here.
Yeah.
What in terms of talk about it, how would you...
Like, there's questions I want to ask.
Go on, ask.
You as a manager... You was a manager for Aura.
Wait, or was he though?
Yeah,
yeah,
that's the thing though.
That's the thing.
He was a line manager for a while.
Yeah, because you told us he was a manager.
Yeah.
Like, you had your own office.
Then he stopped talking about it. And I was thinking, well, this is a bit funny.
All right, so when I went into management, my career fell apart. I don't know if you remember that when I told you that about Jack. Do you remember when I got Jack?
Yeah.
They had to move Jack to another person.
He wasn't doing well with the line management.
You know what it was? I felt like I wasn't given the development that I needed to manage. I just kind of was doing well, and it was like, right, here's someone, train him up. But I was like, I need training myself before I can train the next person up.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're, and this is a serious question, yeah? Do you feel like you're like a manager, or do you feel like you're good at being given tasks and completing those tasks to a high standard, rather than like being like somebody that thinks with like forward thinking or like initiative or and stuff?
I think I'm trying to find where the joke is. If I'm being honest, with the manager thing, like, you can be that if you kind of follow a structure. But I wasn't given no structure. So I was just kind of said, here's someone, crack on.
Do your thing.
But the thing is, when somebody else is depending on you to give them work and you ain't 100% patterned, it's mad pressure. Because they're coming into work thinking, oh, like, this is dead, like.
Mm.
And they also want to be making bread as well. Do you get what I mean?
Because commission, well, it's not commission-based, but...
No, what makes the money, innit? Most people in recruitment, they're there for the commission, innit? And the commission was good. I was making good money, but it's just the stress apart of... It was too much, man. But you know what? Left that industry now. Going back to what I did before.
So, yeah. HSS?
Not HSS. Similar company. But yeah, so that now I'm a key account manager. Yeah, life's a bit more stress free. But I might be leaving again. But we'll talk about that another time.
Oh. I'm not gonna make jokes just yet.
I wish you and your career the best.
Yeah,
this needs to blow. Like, comment, subscribe. But yeah, no. I'll say, just moved on in job. What else did you ask me? What else have I been up to?
Mm.
What else can I say? Holidays, really. Obviously, I've been on a fitness journey as well. I think I've lost quite a lot of weight as well in the past. I don't know if you've noticed. I've lost quite a bit of weight.
What? Because you was like 120.
No.
Before.
No.
That's mad. So obese.
120 for a man. Is overweight in any capacity.
I thought you were like 120 kg.
I was about...
Like a Bills.
At my worst, 102.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No.
Well, like 110?
No, yeah. What? Yeah.
The last time we was...
Yeah, 100%, when we weighed you in the syndrome, you was at least a Bills.
Yeah, no.
Like, 102.
No.
But that's at my worst, though.
No, you was at 110.
Was that your worst?
No, you was at 110. That was my worst. Because you sure? I was injured them
times. So what are you now?
I'm shin splits is pathetic.
Is it, I got the skills.
Yeah,
that's
right.
You're not, you can actually, you know, I'm not going to do that again. I feel like I've been fat shaming you lot for.
I'm not fat.
Okay.
I've lost a lot of weight. People can watch, see me now, and they can see that I've lost weight. Put in the comments if you notice the weight loss. Because I know that my team, I'm in a good place right now, and I feel really, really fit. So, been on a nice little journey with my weight, which I'm really happy with. Been watching what I eat, changed.
What kind of things do you eat?
So, more now, I'm on carb free diet. Might not really try to eat pasta.
That's hard.
Rice, potatoes, one of the things I
cut. As a Jamaican.
Okay, so this week, so let's work back. What did you eat today?
Today?
Yeah. KFC.
I had wings.
From?
I made them.
Okay.
Yeah, wings.
And what kind of wings?
Barbecue.
Okay.
Barbecue wings.
Okay.
And so I had it with salad.
Okay, so you just took the wings out of the packet, put barbecue sauce in it.
No, like cleaned it up. I did my little barbecue thing.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday.
Salmon. I had salmon. But I just eat with salad all the time now. I'm not going to lie, I don't make my own salad. I literally just buy the pound salad from Tesco, put it in, boom. And it's been helping still. The no-carb thing has been helping me a lot. But like that, with a good fitness program, you lose weight.
So he came to you about cooking. Does this sound like cooking?
It's a form of cooking.
Wings in the air fryer.
That's one meal.
And a packet salad.
That's not packet salad.
Did you actually season the chicken by
yourself? Yeah, of course.
With what?
I just told you.
He said barbecue seasoning and rolled your hands.
Huh?
You just said barbecue seasoning.
But how did you make the barbecue sauce?
With barbecue sauce.
Oh, you didn't make it from scratch?
No.
Okay.
So you got the wings and the sprayed barbecue sauce?
Yeah, and put in air fryer. Yes.
That's struggle most.
But wait, is it about the preparation or is it about the...
You're back to recruitment.
You need to season the chicken before you put the barbecue sauce
obviously. The lemon, washing it down and that.
That's not seasoning.
No, it's cleaning.
What are you talking about?
Yes, what have you been seasoning it with?
Uh-huh. He doesn't want to answer the question.
All right, cool, let's move on. All right, cool. So you had wings, salmon.
Yeah, well, it's hard. What day is that?
Wednesday,
I went to check my dad, so we didn't. I think we went out to go, something to eat.
Okay, what did you
eat? Yeah, where did you go?
Because I've bumped into New Year Dad a few times.
Yeah, but that place that you saw, I said, the Indian, is what my dad likes. It's got nothing to do with me. You seeing me at an Indian.
Yeah. What was it?
Chai Walla. It's good.
With about six bags.
Chai Walla. Tuesday. It's hard, you know.
Wait, what did you eat with your dad? Sorry, like
fish and chips.
No, not chips. It's like sea bream. It was really nice, to be fair.
No, but from where?
With like carrots, broccoli. Place called Castello's.
Oh, I've never heard of it. But
Tuesday, I had steak and eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like steak and eggs still. It's a nice little meal. And then Monday, I had leftovers from Sunday because I went to a nana.
Okay, okay.
So that was my week.
Yeah, that's not bad. If that's
the truth, Fionn,
I'm impressed.
I'm not
because you was going out sad before.
I'm not eating at Dippers and that no more because I realised that.
Like, I used to love a KFC and
all that stopped.
And a McDonald's,
no,
like,
stopped.
Coke and Coca Cola and all that. Like, used to love that.
Do you know what?
A large Coke.
Like, used to love that.
Yeah, but that was if someone's going through things.
No.
What did I say about the KPIs?
No.
You weren't going through things when you was mentioning the McDonald's order.
Yes, I did.
You was having a good time then.
Yeah.
That's what you think.
No,
that's
no.
The McDonald's was the good time. Are you McDonald's? That's when I told you the KPIs. But now I'm very more aware of what I'm eating. So I would recommend something to you, man, as well. It's obviously free promo for the app. But it's called Yucca app. Have you heard of it?
Mm-mm.
You heard of it?
No. All right, so Yucca app called Yucca.
Bro, I'm telling you, get it. It basically is like an app, yeah, where you can scan.
What's it called? Uckers?
No, man. if you type in Uckers, you'll be arrested anyway. Because your Apple ID is linked to all them things. If you're typing in Uckers app, the police will be around, isn't it? No, it's called Yucca app, not Uckers app.
Okay.
But yeah, Yucca app, and you scan products, and it tells you if it's good or bad for you. And I've literally been using that, and it's been making me pick the better option of food.
Oh, I'll scan African food.
Just scan the barcode, and it will tell you if it's good or not. Might be.
No,
like products in the store. So is African food in the store?
And you can do some it for stuff. Cosmetic products.
Products as well, and it will tell you like some of the stuff that I've had in my house, I threw it out.
How do you spell it again?
Yucca. Y-U-K-A. Easy, but you can see where his mind's at. So how have you lot been anyway? Because that's what I've been on the last 10 months. What have you been up to? Because we've all seen
this. Yeah, we've all seen.
How did the Don J stuff start?
In Brazil. Well, to be fair, you know, this year I had a good year of travelling.
How many countries have we been to this year?
I don't know.
Over 10? Probably.
No.
Come, let's list them. Where have you been?
No,
let's go.
I actually enjoyed seeing you lot on holiday on Snap and stuff.
Let's go. Where have you been this year?
Brazil.
Dubai.
Mm-hmm. Turks and Caicos.
Wow.
Canada.
Mm-hmm. No, go on.
Where did you go with your nan?
Morocco.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, America.
What part of America?
America. I went to
Continental. Oh, you've been to different cities in America. Vegas.
I went to Vegas. I went to New York. I went to
Charlotte.
I went to Miami.
So is this all one trip, or just four different trips to the States?
I'm just like, because you've been with so now
No, but some I pass through. So like, for example. Okay. So for example,
wait, did you say New York already?
Yeah.
Oh.
So like when I went to Toronto, I passed through New York for 3 days.
Okay, so it's part of the same trip. Okay.
And when I went to Turks, I went Charlotte first, then I came back. Then I went Charlotte again.
So I'm trying to do geography.
And for I went that. To so yeah.
Did you say Lagos?
No, Vegas.
Oh
yeah, I went to DR as well.
Yeah, went to DR.
I think you can see why we haven't been filming for the past 10 months.
No, but yeah, no, that's not me, because I've always been available.
No, you haven't always been
available. Elsa was in Barbados for 6 months.
Yeah, you wasn't always available.
Looking for land.
Because he said to us in the chat, yeah. Remember, he said, is everyone at home? Is no one going away? This was his word. I kid you not. Last week from today we're recording, he said, is anyone going away? Man's locked in. I said, okay, let's record next week. Everyone was in agreement. Jordan said, guys, I'm going away.
I've seen the litmus. That was his excuse. I've seen the litmus. And I ain't missing out. I'm not missing out.
And that's where
you did.
I saw him dancing with a plate of tequila on his head.
I'm done now. I'm actually done.
How long?
Until New Year's.
That's not that far.
It's in 3 months.
Exactly. That's
New Year's.
What's the date today? It's like the 8th.
I've been traveling for New Year's. It's always been good. Last New Year's, I was in Brazil, yeah.
Yeah, where you going this year?
Millions of people on the beach.
Millions?
No, that'd be fun. What, was that the all white thing?
Yeah.
Just
millions of people, like, on the beach in Brazil.
Yeah, that sounds lit.
Nah, it was good.
So where else have you been on other than travelling and seeing the world?
Just been laying low, man, keeping the ear to the streets. You know, just making sure that everything's running smoothly.
Yeah, nothing.
You still got a job.
No major changes.
Still got my stuff happening.
You know the most common question I get for him is, does Jordan work?
Yeah. Like, you know, like, and like, even like some of my close friends, they
don't know what you do for. Like, genuinely, people ask me, or like a lot of people that might follow me on socials, that watch the pod, they'll ask, does Jordan actually work?
Have a job.
Sometimes, depending on my mood, I'll say yeah, and then other times I'll be like, nah, I don't know what he does.
I say it's a mystery.
Like, some people think I trap, like, some people think I'm
Escorting.
No, escorting. But like, bro, like one of my friends, like one of my good friends, like he messaged me the other day and he said, and he's like, Jordan, like, bro, like, what are you actually doing? Like, like my thing.
Well, like, he like, doesn't know what direction you're going in
yeah,
or.
Bro, and it's like, my thing is, yeah, if I.
He was worried.
Like, if
was
I wasn't scared, on nothing.
Genuine yeah, care. That's
if I wasn't on nothing. Do these bro, exactly, bro. Yeah, like,
stupid.
And I have no whip. Like, I'll just be like, I'll just be out here, like, I'll just be out here. Like, yeah. You know what I mean, bro?
My
like,
man says, no, what are you at? What's actually happening here?
Bro, like.
I thought that's genuine care, though, is that he's worried because.
Like, he was shocked, like, and it's like, bro, like. Well, like, I got a decent car, like, I'm doing my little thing, like, yeah, you know what yeah, I mean? Like,
but it's because you love it, though.
Yeah, no, but, but to be fair, though, yeah, when I'm here in London, like, for me to go out, it would have to be, like, a special occasion, like a birthday or something.
Oh, so you use the holiday as your opportunity yeah, to enjoy yeah, yourself yeah, now. Yeah. So you're yeah, done with going out in London?
No, it's dead, like.
Because we know each other, I feel like you only go out for special occasions.
Yeah.
Same with, yeah.
Yeah.
But like, on socials, if I didn't know you two, I think, oh, you two are not fucking jolly up.
Yeah.
It's just.
I've got more time on the weekend, I'm here, like. Or like.
I'll go parked off.
Bro, I'll go and watch Quaid and play. Or if not, I'll be home on the sofa from 12 till 8 watching all the Prem games. Like,
just chilling.
Bro, just slapped up on the sofa. On Sunday, I'll go play myself. Come home, cook dinner, watch the games. That so I'm on.
Not fair. So other than that, this year's been a calm year for you, just like, traveling.
It's been a good year, man.
What about you else? What's been some major changes or any news?
Do you know what? I'll be honest. There's been bare things happening, but I'll run out of drink. I'm the happiest I've ever been. But I'm most stressed, if that makes sense. I can't, maybe like December, I'll explain like full stories and stuff, but there's just bare things going on. So I got holiday, like I went on holiday, where did I go? I went Dubai, or well, before that I went Germany for a bit.
Oh, would you look at that?
What, in traveling laws or?
No, I went Germany
did
for.
Did you not meet each other in Dubai?
No, no. I went Dubai in like May. Or June, yeah.
When it's mad expensive to go.
It's,
like,
it's not. It's,
I went when it's mad cheap. Like.
When it's cooled down. Yeah, it's you went in a hot month.
Yeah, in a hot month.
I don't really. Dubai's hot all year round. Dubai's hot all year round.
French Montana
and that was. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I couldn't tell you who was there or not. I was there
Rick
for.
Rick Ross and that.
But yeah, I went Germany for work and then Dubai for a bit. And then Barbados. Closer to. Well, I went for my birthday, to be fair.
Mm.
But that was, yeah, nah, it was fun. That was, but you know what it is, because same as you, I don't really go out unless it's someone's birthday or something like that. I was just, yeah, just having fun, to be honest.
Has there been anything significant?
Mm.
I swear you got a new job like me. That's significant.
No, because I said it in the other episode that you can find on Patreon. Just search Copper. I got a new job. That's, yeah. And it's a very serious job, which I'm not really, people come to me.
I want to add something.
No, people come to me, yeah, and ask me questions, and then I realise, wait, oh, you're actually asking me because this is a serious job.
Stuff,
like, I don't really, it doesn't compute all till now, and I've been there for over, like, 9 months, I think, yeah.
When I see Els posting about his job on LinkedIn, when I see Els is taking pictures of his works, let me know if you see my work. I'm like, the way I want to type in abuse on it, but I realise that my people are going to see this on LinkedIn.
Because I've commented under your stuff on LinkedIn.
How can I get a promotion at work? And I was just going, fantastic work, Theon. Fantastic.
You know he's being stupid, isn't it?
But I know that. But people are thinking that he's just supporting me. This guy is, he's not serious, bro.
Yeah, nah. If any of the man them I see on LinkedIn that post something like they've been promoted or whatever, I'll put something stupid under.
Because it gives you props on LinkedIn. It gives you props that saying, smashing it, keep it up. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Els will copy one of them and post it. I'm like, this guy's not, he doesn't care.
Because it's your friends being serious on the app and you know them personally, this guy's a fucking joker.
Yeah.
So everyone's just been travelling. So yeah, that's good that you're in a happy place, though.
Yeah, no, yeah, very happy. Just there's
stress.
A lot of things going on.
When you're ready to talk about it, we can talk about
now, December,
it.
Now, December, I'll reel off everything.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I'll reel off everything.
Okay.
All right, cool. In terms of, like, going back to our roots in terms of confessions, in the past 10 months, is there anything that anyone wants to confess? Has there been any, like, mad... Because I know between us, there's been... At least one
I should write mad things story. Because I feel like...
There's been mad stories for all of us, bruv. I know there is.
Okay, well, you go first and you let us know how it goes.
I'm trying to think. It's not really a confession, yeah? But recently, yeah? Be careful how you respond to this. But recently...
That was his fault.
I didn't even say nothing.
He just said, be careful, girl.
Because I'm giving you pre-warning. Recently, I've been listening to a few gay artists, you know? Like, there's some gay musicians.
Tread carefully.
That's what I said.
Tread carefully.
I've been listening to some gay artists recently, mm-hmm. Yeah? Going off. Why is Jordan... How can Jordan go like this?
Are they rap or are they singers or are they mixed up?
There's one guy I listen to, he's cold.
Let me tell you who I've been listening to, a couple of gay artists.
What are they rapping about? Like?
Let me tell you. So,
like I want to bend you over from the back and make it clap, or is that what this?
This is where we're going to get in trouble. Because why would someone be saying, I'm going to bend you over from the back and make it clap?
That's lyrics.
That's a lyric.
No, that's a lyricist, though. That's a man lyricist.
Why did that come to your mind?
No,
as soon as I said, I'm going to bend over from the back and make a clap. That's crazy.
No, but you said that and you've been listening to gay music. So what am I meant to think? If you've been listening to gay music, or you're in your whip listening to lyrics. Yeah, what am I meant to do?
Why would that specific lyric come to your head as soon as I listen to a gay artist? Why? I want to know.
I want to
bend it over from the back and make it clap.
Obviously, the gay artist.
not gay music.
Oh, sorry.
Gay music and gay artists are two different things.
No, you're right. My bad.
But I thought you meant gay music.
Mm.
Not gay music.
So yeah, go on.
What is gay music? Well, anyway.
K1, have you heard of her?
And it's spelled K-W-N. For time I was saying known. I thought
she's
that's
sick.
Yeah. No, she's cold. Yeah, okay. I listen to her a lot, yeah.
Destin Conrad, do you know who that is?
Yeah.
Cold. But it's I didn't know that they were gay.
Nah, Destin Conrad.
This is cold.
You didn't look at the album artwork.
But he's good.
No, he's very good.
So Destin Conrad.
He's good where?
Huh?
Oh.
In the music.
Fuck. Oh.
Okay. In music. Hold it together. I gave you the pre-warning from before. I said, be holding it together. Not his good way. And then recently, I listened to Tyler the Creator. I think he swings like...
He plays jokes on the internet all day, so I can't take him seriously.
He's got an element of that, but I'm not here to judge, innit? His new album's good.
My album's good as well.
So you've been listening to gay artists as well?
No, but you made a mad announcement and a mad confession like it was some revelation.
No, you made it out like you listening to mad gay lyrics.
Yeah, I thought it was like,
that's how you made it sound.
You see how like female rappers will talk about having sex and stuff like that?
Yeah.
I thought that was the kind of artist you were listening to.
But if I'm listening to regular music,
but I thought how like you was like listening to like a gay artist.
That's like, on the front line.
Yeah, like I like front
but
line.
But these
I,
are
like,
front line.
Like,
yeah,
no,
front
no,
line
no like rapping about like being with like men and stuff. And like, loads of
no,
different
but,
men.
But they
That's
are.
What you made it sound
they
like.
They do K1. He talks about having sex
yeah,
with women.
Yeah, for alright, this is probably...
Yeah, not the whole track though.
Yes.
She'll talk about being with other girls and like little things like I like it when you paint your nails and like stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
But to me, that's, bro, it's just, it's That's just music. That's but the way you said it, as if it was hit it from the back and make it clap. Like that's what I thought.
But the thing is, that shows where your mind is.
I didn't come up with the lyrics.
I wanted to make sure that
Don J.
I want to make sure that everyone knows
Don J.
Because I'm just saying, I didn't know that they were part of that community until I actually looked into them properly, and I was like, they gay artists, but I like their music. It's sick.
K1's called Destin Conrad, Tyler the Creator. I check for their music still.
Like, if you ever get a chance, Jordan, have a listen to them, man. I reckon you.
They're all very cold artists. Yeah. But I thought you was doing
You just made it sound mad, bro.
Like you was revolutionizing. Like you was on the forefront of pushing the movement forward.
Don't say you set us up. Like you didn't. Like you was. Like you wanted to come out, but like, then. But then it just went left.
You listen to them.
I listen. Yeah. Like on my weekly playlist, they're a part of it. Like it's not. You haven't done anything.
Listening to Gaos as well.
That's yeah.
That was a confession of mine. Do you not have any confessions?
Yeah. I want to know if this is mad. Yeah. I use my dishwasher. Like every single day. Sometimes. 2 or 3 times.
You live by yourself, minus the lady that comes to cook for you.
This is stupid. No one comes to cook for me. It's me.
To use that every day, I think you're being irresponsible with your
time,
your plates and your cutlery. Do you not wash up as you go along when you're cooking?
I can't do it.
Especially if you're making like meals that take long.
So if I'm making meals that take long, then that gives me 10 minutes to put my stuff in the dishwasher.
Why don't you just wash it up?
Because I don't like stuff in the drying rack and that sometimes.
Oh, it jars you.
Oh, I don't mind that. That's your problem. If you don't like things in the drying rack.
Yeah, so I just like it to just be
in the dishwasher hidden.
So you're always buying dishwashing tablets?
Yeah.
All the time?
Yeah. Like today, I bought a new pack today.
No, I don't think that's mad though.
It is a little bit because I don't know where. Depending on how your bills are set up.
To be fair, my electric bill is the same every month.
Is gas set?
There's no gas here.
Is water? Was that separate?
To be fair, I haven't had that yet.
Water. That's why. There we go. That's no. I promise you.
But since February,
you gotta check that, man.
Thames
Water, they're charging high.
I left my hose on for like a week by accident. There was a stark difference in my bill.
Check that, George.
I mean, if it's not coming through, then don't check it. Yeah. If I'm honest, I'm not. It's not.
Yeah, why am I going looking for things?
I'm not going to go. If you haven't asked me
That's irresponsible.
No, you ain't asked me to pay no water.
Okay, CCJ's on this way.
They're going to go looking for you.
CCJ's on this way. He's got a court date and he doesn't even realise.
If you ever ask me for it, I'm not checking for it.
But they might not know that you're even here.
That's fine. I wouldn't.
That's not my problem.
But when they do find out and they work out the dates, that's when there's a problem. When did you move in?
And yesterday.
Okay.
With things on the wall and
I've been in since yesterday. It was a quick move. It was a fast track move.
I'm just saying, I don't like them things hanging over my head, but I'd rather just get it dealt with, man. But that's another thing that, in terms of, that's another new thing for yourself. You're moving.
Yeah, but yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah. You know, because you've been here for so long.
This is the first time they're seeing this whole.
Because you've been here for so long. It doesn't feel brand new.
Yeah. To us?
Yeah.
But remember, we're talking to people that have...
But they don't live with me, though. but they live with me. We're just in my bit. Like, I'm in it every day. Like they don't live with me.
No, but it's new.
Bro, like, this could be in a room in Nando's somewhere.
Yeah, no one actually knows where we are.
Yeah, we don't know.
Secret location.
Exactly.
HQ.
Exactly.
But yeah, no, in terms of your question, in terms of the... dishwashing, I don't think it's mad still.
Okay, good.
I think you should wash up more, but...
It could be...
I hate it.
It could be mad in a different situation. Because I feel like it's just you in the house. It's like, it's not...
Yeah, you shouldn't need to... But sometimes it's just chores.
No, washing dishes, I'm going to buy a dishwasher. You can get mini ones, so I'm going to put one
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I'm going to put one, like a mini one in my cupboard.
And I hate hoovering, man, my back.
That's what I was going to ask you, though. Out of, like, now we're all living alone, yeah? What would you say is the most jarring part of looking after a house? Like, what would you say you think, just this is just long, man?
Can I tell you one thing that I avoid sometimes and I need to mentally prepare myself to do? Go and look in my mailbox.
That's not that bad.
No. That's you see that? Bad. Because I need to be ready for bills.
I think you're running for something. Yeah,
like, I need to be ready for bills.
Urgent.
So as like, sometimes if I've travelled, yeah, like, you know, like I won't look in there for like a week.
Yeah, you're running for something.
And then I'll just
you're
be
avoiding
like,
something.
Yeah. No, but I just think, oh, like what now? Like, you open it, you've got the TV license people telling you.
Why
the TV license people are investigating me, Phil. I'm under investigation.
They don't know why it's been recorded.
The TV license people, they're sending me letters.
You came.
Bro, last week they came to visit.
They come.
I think it was them. Because they told me how they was coming on the 28th of
remember,
of September.
When we was recording ages ago, and I was telling you a lot about TV last week, and especially him was like, why the fuck you paying that? Ben was saying, why the fuck you paying that? Now look, you're worried.
Pay it, man.
Well, I ain't got no TV anyway.
To your confession, yeah. So what have you got to confess?
This is more of a precautionary thing. I have a dog, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's quite big.
He can't sleep in your bed anymore.
I don't sleep in the bed with my dog. That's mental. Yeah, he sleeps in the hallway.
Oh.
But when we go out, sometimes like a lot of dogs, they're quite like aggressive towards him.
Why? Because of his size.
Yeah, like little dogs especially. Like they'll like bark and try and bite him and like things like that. Yeah,
it's cracking.
No. A lot of the time when we go out, other dogs try to attack him. And because he hasn't been neutered, other like male dogs don't like that, basically.
Why?
I don't know what... I don't know. I think it's... Yeah, I don't know the whole science.
They can smell it.
They can smell that, he ain't had his things chopped, basically. Yeah, like, do you get me?
Are you going to get neutered?
Nah, because long story less short, you can make money.
Off them breeds.
Yeah.
You're going to be a dog breeder.
Yes.
I'm not going to be a dog because he's male. I'm not just going to have bare dogs in my yard. I'm not just have bare dogs in my yard. But there's been a few times where, because my dog is kind of trained to a certain extent, he's not going to lunge back and bite these other dogs or whatever. And because he's big, if he bites your dog, it's
a lawsuit.
Yeah, I'm in big trouble.
You're going
to court. Because it's actually dog court, isn't it? Like, it's just regular
court. Mm. It's, yeah, but you're in big trouble. Like, you're going to jail, fines, like, there's... I'm not going to say people... Certain people have gone jail because their dogs have attacked other people or other people's dogs. Or like,
jail for that.
Because you're in control of it. Like, you're in control of your dog. Yeah, you're responsible for your dog. So that's why certain dogs have to stay on leashes and stuff like that. But I've been out a few times. And because, I don't know if you've ever seen, there's an app called Nextdoor. It's things that happen in your area. So you'll just see random things where like, oh, someone stole my bin, can someone return it? Like, So say if you sign up for Nextdoor for where you live, someone will be like, oh, the person at number 72 has been stealing. Like, it's just a gossip page for your area.
You know that?
Yeah, Nextdoor app, it's mad funny.
Need to go on, man.
But I've gotten a lot of arguments with people in the area. And because...
About your dog?
Yeah, not because he's done anything bad. It's based on how... It's been the timings of when I've taken the dog for a walk and my mood.
Wait, you have to stop this. Els is downloading an app. Yeah.
No, a lot of people know about Nextdoor app.
He's beefing him. Because you can just imagine, yeah, that little black boy and his big dog. Speaking of him. And Els is like, what?
He's actually taller than me now. But I've had arguments with other people. But my thing is, because my dog's so... chill, he doesn't do anything. My thing is, I've had arguments with other people and it's got to a certain point where some people have argued back or whatever.
Were they ready to swing?
No one's actually physically threatened me.
But you can tell they're not happy with you.
Yeah.
But why though? Because your dog's big?
So, all right, do you know, I'll give you, this is the worst argument I've had in the past month or so. Someone's dog has basically tried to attack my dog, and I've said to them, get your dog before I get redacted. Because the dog's like properly trying to attack.
So you said, you've told them, I said, sort it out or it's going to get armed.
Yeah, because your dog's actually trying to hurt my dog. He's only one. He's 1 year old. So before it goes on the
app, my dog, otherwise I'm going to F you up.
No, I just said redacted. So whatever you put in redacted is up to you. But
so that's what you were saying to them?
Redacted. Just please leave my dog alone. But it's happened on multiple. So I don't want something to come out on socials and you think, oh, and 9 times out of 10, how I'm dressed to walk my dog, I look a mess.
Yeah. There's that homeless man and his dog again.
I look like a mess. That dog's keeping him warm.
Yeah. I saw him outside the train station.
Begging.
Like a mad tracksuit. And then I've got, remember we were talking about them Ray-Bans where you can record things?
Yeah.
I'll just have those on and I'll just be walking in.
But do you have it on purpose? What, just to
come? Yeah, on? Like I've, not, sometimes I just record stuff just because I just like doing it, to be fair. Okay. Yeah. But
Aiden does that as well.
Well, just walks around with Ray-Bans.
Yeah, but like he'll be driving and then he'll just press record and then
you'll feel like this. Like you'll feel like a mad snitch. Like,
yeah. And then
they'll
send me videos like of
him
driving.
Because I was using it in Barbados, and you feel like a mad snitch. Like someone's talking and you press it and it starts flashing in their face. But yeah, before anything ever pops up.
So you're just saying that you might have some backlash.
And I've got some of my friends on the app, so sometimes things will pop up because people complain about like dog shit and stuff on the roads. I'll pick up his dog shit.
Okay.
9 times out of 10.
You will?
Yeah, 9 times out of 10.
Oh, so not, sometimes you just
sometimes.
So what? Sometimes. So if no one's looking, it's just
yeah. If it's a messy dinner,
I don't think I would do that. You know
what?
If I had a dog and my dog is pooing at the place,
you're leaving it.
I'm out.
That's offence.
I'm going to head out.
That's an offence.
No, I can't do that, man.
Do you know what it is?
That's where it is, like, they put, like, how much the fine is.
Yeah, if you get caught, you actually get fined. Yeah. Sometimes I'll put, like, community support officers in parks and stuff, but say, like, he's had something that his belly doesn't agree with.
Mm.
Not to be graphic, yeah, but scooping up liquid off a pavement is mental. Oh. I'm just walking off. Like, I'd rather argue with somebody.
That, for me, I swear down. As soon as he's done, me and the dog, we're running off.
Like, imagine trying to scoop up bubble tea off a pavement.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, you're not doing that. But that's just a pre-warning in case it's not me, it's other people. Especially people with small dogs, they don't train their dog.
Hopefully no one from the next door app's watching the pod.
Yeah.
We're in trouble then, if it is. All right, cool. We fought to little rise, though.
Oh shit, that's a main thing.
Yeah, we ain't got the gavel, we ain't got nothing. We're just talking about KPIs and dogs.
KPIs and dogs. And Don Julio. All right, cool. We'll skip that for today anyway. But going into questions, yeah. So I wanted to pick you lot's brain. Think about back in the day, yeah. Growing up,
mm-hmm.
What would you say are the best slang words from London?
Rockers.
Think about it, Jordan. So rockers, that has been fighting.
That the sound of it. And remember, I messaged you.
You're not ready now,
because he's not thinking.
No, because I messaged you and you sent me two grown men fighting. Yeah.
What? When?
You sent me like two people was fighting. It was on Insta. I really wish I remembered, like...
But I don't think rockers is like... That's more of like a... Like, we had a right rockers.
Yeah, right. Yeah, tear up.
Yeah.
No, but that's
not... Rocker, I'm talking like...
I've never heard...
I would say some, scheme.
There you go. I'm talking like... Yeah, like right, think about what I'm saying.
I'm sticking with my
slang thing. Words from London.
Yeah.
From back in the day. So my one I was thinking about is like... Gully. Do you remember gully? When people used to say that back in the day.
Or greasy.
There
I'm still sticking with my answer.
Rockers.
Because when...
Bro, that's you living? What are you living, man?
I live around the corner from
that's
both
of you.
That's
not rockers. No one
because
was saying
let
that.
Let me tell you why you're fake here. Because
I
when you
saying
said,
rockers.
I said, these men are having a serious rockers. He said, no, this is exactly the way to...
No.
You was giving man props.
Oh, is it? I was being mad fake.
Yeah, bro.
That's not from back in the day, though. That's just...
I don't say rockers now.
But I'm thinking about, like,
A scarf. I would
there
say a scarf.
There you go. It's Jordan
scarf. On. Like, like they had still, a mad scarf.
It's a long list. But that's my answer. I'm not changing
just rockers.
It.
Just rockers. Rockers,
that's what I'm going, that's the first thing that pops up in my head, and that's what I'm sticking to.
What else? Because you're on a roll. Just some good slang words.
Like scarf, scrap. Like that, the scrap. Like that, the mad scarf. Skiing, sneaky, hectic.
Is that?
Yeah, hectic.
No, yeah, but that was, you're showing your age.
Yeah. Hectic. Yeah, no, that was mad hectic.
He showed his age.
But that was heavy.
Heavy.
Did you not ever used to call girls chung?
Yeah.
Chung or boomting. Boomting was.
I used to say chungting.
Yeah, chungting, boomting.
Yeah, I'd say, for both of them, I'd say more chung. Yeah.
Junior's looking, thinking.
He's thinking, what the fuck he's doing?
Come on,
yeah,
you know what I'm young. Still, yeah, like skiing, all of that.
And oh, yeah.
Still, yeah, bro. Oh. But I was in that, bro, like reception and that. When you hear the orders and that.
Okay.
What did we used to say for like, if someone was unattractive? It's like butters, isn't it?
Yeah, butters.
Butters.
Dead thing. But that's
I think people are still saying that. Man is
still saying dead.
Saying she's dead.
So what else would you say for someone that's not attractive back in the day? Because I know butters was a big one.
Mm.
I got called that a couple of times.
I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
Like someone was just clap.
Yeah, clap.
That's a big one.
That's
now though.
Yeah. That's still used.
That's
current. I thought that's still. Nah, calling someone wrecked is still...
Wrecked?
Yeah,
no, that's when you're going to...
Yeah.
You can't call someone human wrecked.
When I hear wrecked, I feel like...
A car crash.
Of like a building being like demolished. Like.
I think of like a car crash when the front's just...
caved in that. No.
Think of any others?
No, probably that.
What was the one we used to say for like if you stole something? Sucked. Yeah. But that one's a bit...
Yellow card.
It's that gay music again. That gay music. Man sucked him.
You would never say I sucked him. You can't say you sucked him.
You're moving mad today, bro. You're moving mad.
Oh, okay.
That means that's what you're moving mad too.
Got Destin
Conrad. Yeah,
man. I sucked him.
Oh, shit.
Was G-checked you, mans?
Yeah, that was
a good one.
Yeah.
G-check. But that's still kind of current now.
Yeah.
The man's getting G-checked.
Yeah. I don't think that'll ever go away.
No, there's some that are staples.
Yeah.
But there's some that come and go though. That's what I'm saying. That's what I was talking about. Pain.
Yeah.
But people don't. I think some people still use that now.
No.
Leng. People say leng.
No, people still, yeah.
But what's the difference between leng and pain?
It's just a letter. Yeah, it's a letter.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just a letter.
It's like, yeah. I was thinking, the other day, and this is a violation personally, like, I think that this is one of the most worldwide violations ever to be questioned,
It's happened to you?
No. But who said that Sierra was a man?
I was really bad, man.
Or the rumour.
Did 50 Cent start that?
That's bad, man. Like,
I can Google it, to be fair.
You know,
that's a vicious rumour.
Yeah, like, she's a man, she's a man.
I still believe it.
No, but you know what? There's like
she's had multiple children.
There's still a tiny bit in me that's like, yo,
yeah, there's something
like she might be a man.
I heard she had like both of them. That she had like a vagina.
That's
balls.
That's
what I heard.
That's a nasty rumor.
Hermaphrodite. That's what it is when you got
hermaphrodite
vagina and then you got the bollocks.
Apparently, it was a producer.
It was a producer.
It doesn't say who the producer was. That a producer tried to move to her.
And then they got bars.
Imagine taking off a ting the knickers. Then he's got
both. What are you going to do?
See, that, but that game is, it's got you. It's got
how?
You.
How?
It's got you. It's got you. You sucked him. You're linking a thing with a minge and balls. Now,
you can't have a minge and balls.
You can't have enough of that.
But when the balls go, he's been to
because there's people that watch this,
you know,
man.
I'm not.
And
yeah.
He might be suffering.
I thought it was like he'd have chest and.
What?
Balls. Do you know what I mean? Like you have breast and balls. I thought that was a for that order.
If you're saying, yeah, that somebody has a vagina and balls and they don't, that's a mad rumor, by the way.
What do you mean?
Because the thing is, yeah, if you're gonna get rid of your penis, then why would you leave the balls?
It's not leave.
Stop, man.
But yeah, it was a producer that tried to move to her. She didn't have it, and then he started a rumor to say
she was a man.
Yeah,
that's a nasty rumor. That's
Did she come up with that song, like a boy?
Yeah, that's just see how to pronounce it, huh?
Like it wasn't. Did you come up with
yeah, but
song?
That didn't help.
That's what the whole thing was about, no?
Yeah, but. Based off what I'm seeing here, someone tried to move. She didn't have it.
So it was just a vicious rumor.
Yeah, a vicious
that
rumor.
Spread that
really, yeah, which is bad, man.
Do you feel, yeah, like that hindered her career a bit? It must have, no?
I think because we're still talking about it now. It's 2025. It's
like it must have. Like there must have been like some like homophobic people back 100%. Then. 100%. Probably thought, nah,
oh, she's
right,
a man.
Yeah, that man's not.
She's a dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Like, which is bad, man.
Yeah, that's bad, man, still.
Yeah.
Because she made good music.
Yeah.
She actually makes good music.
There's any other, like...
What, mad rumours out
there? Rumours that we just believed, even without confirmation. What, can you think of any?
Let us know in the comments.
Mad, like, things that people spoke about back in the day, but there was no...
There's probably loads, but I can't think of nothing off the top of my head.
Yeah, I can't think of none now.
Yeah, if you think of any, put it in the comments still. What about you, Els?
Do you know what, yeah? We can't answer this question right now, but this is something I'd want to do amongst us. I think we should do the ancestry test, you know?
What?
Like, to see.
I told you, my one's going straight back to Cuba.
You've been bigging up Cuba for years.
That's when. That's
but
what
like, you're is, really, really proud
I'm gonna
of.
Go straight
like,
back to South America.
But you're gonna be so shocked, yeah, when it comes back with the Republic of Congo.
That's
like, you're not gonna believe it, bro.
Yeah, but I'll be happy.
Like you're not gonna believe it. Like you're gonna be like, yo, like what? Like the distance is so.
Wait, are you not actually on that though?
Yeah.
Is that when we have to do like the swab and that?
I don't know the whole process of the ancestry.
Yeah,
thing.
I'm on that. He's not on that.
I am.
Obviously, we won't be able to do it for next episode, but I think we should order the kit. I don't know. We'll find out. Yeah, I don't know.
Because there's some because there's ones that you can just do online, and there's ones that are like detailed that will literally tell you. But I've clocked with them ones. Everyone's always from like Benin. Like Benin and Togo. Everyone's always got a little bit of that in them for some reason.
I'm seeing it here for like £40, £10 delivery. So £50.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to do the ancestry test?
Yeah, I think we should. Well, they've got a sale on, so it might be more by the time we get around to actually doing it, but...
Yeah, I'm on that
stuff. Yeah, calm.
You guys think it's actually real, though? I think it's fake. How does it work?
What, you think they just make it up?
Bro, how does it know from your spit that you're from ants back in the day? Because when you're born, it doesn't... There's no one in your body that says, oh, I'm from this country. So how does it actually tell?
Yeah, words.
It's a good... No, do you know what? It's a good... So I might be getting bumped.
Yeah, check the man signed.
We'll check it. Yeah, we'll check it, and then we can.
No, but it's true though. Still, I didn't even think about
it. It could have been foolishness.
That's what I was saying about the Benin and Togo thing. Everyone's always from them places.
They must ask like, "Are you black?" And then they'll be like, "Okay, cool. He has to be from Africa." Then they're gonna just pick a random country in Africa and be like, "You're from there." And just
put like 5%. No, now you're making me. I don't want to do it.
People.
Yeah, I don't want to
Send me some random country in Africa or some random country in the Caribbean.
But do your research on it. Find out how they actually work out where you're from. Because if it's £50, it has to be something. You can't just be plucking countries out of mid.
It's a con.
Because I don't feel like they know where
all of our
like grandparents, like, you don't have my grandparents' DNA, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're running a con, man.
So it's a con.
The DNA don't even have location on it, so how do you get it?
Because when you came through Windrush, did you get that, like, the swab?
Huh? Windrush.
I'm gonna keep a straight face. No, my joke's sad. You know when like our grandparents came from like Windrush here? I don't think they got DNA swabs or
no.
Like they just came.
Yeah, they just gave their ticket and
through the port. Yeah, through the port and then that's it.
Yeah, just came to work. Yeah.
There must be a science behind it, man. I feel like people wouldn't just be doing DNA tests and not knowing exactly where they're from. I feel like there must be something to it. But we'll do our research on it, though.
Man. Yeah.
And then we can kind of see from there. But yeah, you got any news for us today, Osh?
Do you know what, yeah? I'll be honest. I don't have news, but...
Wait, can I ask another question?
Yeah, go on.
I was having this debate, yeah, the other day, yeah? And... the question was, yeah, what would you do if you went on a date and they ordered corn on the cob?
That's it.
No, but like a meal, but then they had like a side of like corn on the cob, and when the corn came, they were proper like they were going to town on it, and it's the first time you met them.
That shouldn't be funny, but how else are they meant to eat the corn? You can't use a knife and fork.
Yeah.
Well, like, I wouldn't say anything.
It's a strange thing to order if for a first date. I'm not going to judge you, but I am going to note it down to make jokes later on down the line based off how the date went. Yeah, like,
that's right.
Yeah,
I said. So,
like, use it as an opportunity to bust
jokes. I'm going
to
make jokes. Yeah.
Because to be fair, like, you see me, like, even if I'm out normally, I wouldn't order corn on the cob.
But because of how you have to...
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's intense for me to
like,
be eating.
Just like... Yeah, like you want to brush your teeth and stuff like after and that. So,
corn on the cob is a myth on the first date. It's only like family only.
No, well, to be fair, yeah, me personally, I wouldn't judge someone for ordering it, but I just wouldn't.
Because I just
feel mad uncomfortable like after that. Like.
So, what's the question?
Would you judge somebody if they ordered that on the first date?
No. I'm making jokes
like,
later.
Someone was like, nah, like they're moving mad, like they're craving. Like, and I'm like,
no,
it's corn like, at the end of the day.
It's food. It's actually food that everyone's eating. Exactly. Most people have eaten a corn on the cob. So
yeah.
And if they're fancying it, you just saying it, I might go back home.
Order. Or you're not just going to boil something and put some butter.
Like, get a corn on the cob from Nando's or something.
What?
You're just going to go.
And just that. What? That's corn on the cob?
You're asking for trouble.
Not just.
I live in rough. Yeah.
We're just going into KFC and getting a corn on the cob.
Did they do that KFC?
On the stick in it?
Yeah, they do it at KFC.
There's nothing wrong with the corn on the cob, though.
There's nothing, but I wouldn't just go into a shop and just get corn on the cob.
Anyone that does is obviously homeless.
But that's what
so you're saying. So why are you doing it?
Because you just made me think about it. You made me want to try a corn on the cob. I had it in time.
Especially when the cameras come off, we're going to ask you, you're right.
Yeah.
You can't just go somewhere and get corn on the cob.
Yeah.
That's mental.
But what were you saying about the copper news now?
So, yeah, we'll have an open discussion and people in the comments can. I think, yeah, and this is me kind of not formally stepping down.
No, wait.
I'm not.
No, but I told you that this job wasn't.
I'm not.
Too much of it,
man. This job takes a certain caliber of person.
Yeah. I think, yeah.
It makes sense. The fact he hasn't prepared me.
And I was made redundant.
No, I've got. Because you came with stupidness because you wasn't.
And I got bullied off because I was talking about Ozempic back then. Look how Ozempic's gone. Ozempic, you called me a fat Jamaican, but Ozempic is. Literally one of the biggest things.
I hear what you was ahead of the curve.
Exactly.
You was ahead of the curve. And that was current news and news that you was really interested in. But...
Go on, so...
I think what we should do is, amongst ourselves, we'll bring some news in and we just all speak about it amongst ourselves.
I don't want to do that. No, wait. You're not going to say no. You're not going to say no. Let me finish. I haven't got a laptop.
There's a computer there. There's a laptop in the living room, I'm sure. The bulk of it, I will bring the news. But if you lot have seen anything, we can speak about it because we don't all read the same things. You said you're on your way out.
And I'm looking for a job.
I've got things. You want me to be looking for news?
Like, I'm looking for a job, remember? I don't work.
That we're all interested in. that I think we should speak about. The bulk of it, I'll find new. That's fine. I can do that. Yeah, but I think there's certain things.
So wait, So what happens if...
I just think people should chime in a bit more.
Oh, so you feel...
Amongst the news I have, we just chime in. Or if you've seen something, because you not do it naturally anyway. Sometimes if I'm speaking about something, you'll say, oh, did you not see such and such? Or that reminds me of when I saw this and this. You don't have to every week. It's not obligation. I'm not saying you have to do it.
No, no, it's the job. Like, I need to know, is the job too much pressure for you?
No, it's never because been too much pressure. Because like I've been holding it down for many, many seasons, many, many episodes.
No, we didn't say that. The fact that you're trying to get us to get...
I just think...
Chime in.
No, do not buy me a laptop.
I'm not going to buy a laptop.
Or a tablet.
I'm not getting you a tablet either. I just think it would be good to hear... You lot, if you've seen anything, I'm not asking you lot to do it. It's just if you have, I saw this and this. That's what I'm. I think you lot can say in the comments if you would like to see what
they. But they know what it's been like when me and him have done the news.
Yeah, but if you lot,
and they were so happy when you got.
Yeah. If you lot, oh, now you want to say they was happy.
It's true.
But they ran us out.
Yeah, they ran us out, and now you.
She ran us out,
bro. But Keir Starmer.
But
hold it down. Hold down your position.
But if there's certain things you not see, I would genuinely think myself and the viewers would like you not to bring out.
We'll let you know.
Yeah.
Do you have any news for us today?
No, I'm not.
Not even one article. And that shows that you're not serious.
No, but do you know what it is? If I bring it up now, I'm not prepared. I have to search for my... There's a lot of things I would have loved to have speak...
That's fine.
There's a lot of things I would have loved to speak to you lot about...
Yeah.
When during the time it happened, so when my man got shot in the neck, I would have loved to have
top player.
Who?
Top player.
No, we're talking like real, not like just niggas from Canada.
He got shot in the neck, bro. Stabbed in his neck.
Yeah, but I was talking Charlie Kirk. Like, I would have liked to speak to you lot about it.
What would you like to speak about that?
Just your views.
Jordan probably doesn't know who Charlie Kirk is.
I don't until he got shot now.
Yeah,
doing that. Yeah, see, but things like that, I would have liked to speak to you about that.
I'm far away from that. But I'll be honest, you see, if a quiz came up here and you didn't just mention Keir Starmer and someone said, who's Keir Starmer? I'll be like,
you know who he is?
He's the Prime Minister, no?
Oh, well done.
See, who's the mayor?
Sadiq Khan, yeah.
Oh yeah, see like that's people, like I'm burst. I'm mad burst. Like when it comes to
politics.
Bro, any kind of politics, I'm burst.
I've been to talk about news though.
I'll say what I say afterwards.
Cause even on the way up here, I'm concerned.
What, listen to LBC?
I see flags.
Yeah, there's bare flags.
Did you see flags? I didn't see
that. Right, there's
bare flags.
But you know what, I was listening to music and I was I wasn't really paying attention.
On my walks, oh my days.
Flags, right? Bare flags.
But the good thing about here...
Do you hear racial slurs when you're walking sometimes?
Nah, bro.
Oh, are you?
There's bro. No black in the union, Drake.
Nah,
no.
I've got my headphones.
No black.
Why big nose?
Where are you going?
I've got my headphones on full blast. Like,
oh, okay. Oh, so you're
bro,
broken
out. The thing is that you see here, yeah? Bro, like, here to ends, yeah?
Yeah.
It's so, like, it's so different, yeah? So, like, I can happily walk for like 90 minutes around here
and it's just not seen them
freely, bro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It ends, I'll be paro, one headphone in.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, here I've got my overhead head things on.
And those are noise cancellation.
Bro, noise cancellation on full blast. Like I can just walk calm and not see nobody there.
Yeah.
So it's calm.
What do you think about that stuff though? What's your views on that stuff?
What? I wanted to talk to you lot about the marches and that.
On the flags and that.
What? What
is flags?
Why did you say it like that before?
Because you have to say it like them, flags.
Because he wants to go on the march against us. He's lost himself today, you know.
What was all this? The game music?
No, I didn't say that.
I like this country, but I just think the way certain people carry themselves and act, it doesn't portray the country the way I see it. So when they put up the flags,
like
it's mad.
I would like to refrain from commenting on this topic in case I'm seen on a walk and I'm lynched.
So, it's always.
No, my view, when I've seen it, because I went away to Northern Ireland and that's when I started realising, whoa, this is getting serious. Like every lamppost over there, flag. And I was thinking...
But they got their own inter...
They've got... Problems amongst themselves, like Catholic, Protestant,
yeah,
and all that. But Yeah, I just think, it's like a, I don't want to get political on here, but I definitely feel.
We have the capacity to.
Yeah,
yeah, we don't. Like, you see us, yeah? If we ever try to do, like, a political, like, debate, someone would pick us apart. Yeah, like, we'll be done. Someone will literally come here and they will pick us up. And we'll be trending, these idiots, like, we'll be done.
Maybe we should stay away.
Bro, they'll start with me, kill me first.
Yeah, yeah, I can see it. I can actually see it.
But we'll get picked apart, easy.
What is your manifesto?
I'm not on it at all.
No, we'll be done.
Let's leave politics.
I'm not on it.
We'll be done.
I'm not on it.
So done.
We've said it in previous episodes, but if you weren't serious, just don't come to the podcast.
But this is why we can't.
Go watch Al Jazeera.
This is why we can't.
No, but we don't have to talk about it. I just want to know your opinion on certain things. Like, all right, cool. Another thing that I would have loved to talk to you lot about is Young Thug's the jail calls. And like how you lot felt.
Yeah. But do you know what? I feel sorry for Mariah the Scientist.
Because she's getting caught. So
just to give everyone.
He was looking at a long time or a long sentence in jail.
Yeah.
I've never been jail, but you're in one place, you ain't got a lot of people to talk to, so he's just gossiping with his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I can speak from my perspective, yeah, and other people's. I think there's a couple of people I can speak for. Some people do gossip with their girlfriends, but there's a cut-off point where if your friend has said or done something that's very personal to them, not repeating it.
Yeah.
He was just letting it go.
Oh, so he just was talking about his bridging stuff?
Yeah, like, bare.
Oh, shit, his Young Thug was on that.
So, and because of who he is, it's a thing where it's like, a lot of people are mad disappointed. Like, oh.
Yeah, like, you're meant to be solid.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, who's he chatting about?
I couldn't reel off Nate, but off the top of my head, Lil Baby, Drake, who else
is recording it?
It's not all jail phone conversations.
You released it then.
You can request them. It's like, it's public information. Like, if you want to request certain things through the state, you can request the information.
So someone's known that he was talking to Mariah the Scientist.
No, you don't. Like, you wouldn't have known. It's just, Young Thug's in jail. Let me search up his real name. Let me request information. So, like, in this country, if you want to request certain information about how many parking tickets have been given out in a borough, you can just email the council.
And they can tell
you. They have to tell you by, like, there's a law, they have to tell you. I don't know how it works in America, like, 100%, but I know there's a certain amount of information they have to give you. I don't know. I feel like his thing was a bit overdone because every single conversation. But I would have just liked to have known you lot's opinion. It's just, little things like that.
So I didn't know that he'd done that. But, see, the thing is, when a man's in jail,
you're bored.
Bad.
Yeah, no, you're mad bored. But
bad, like, there's only so many wanking you can do.
What's wrong with you?
How did we get there?
That's what happens in jail.
You're sharing a cell. Yeah, you got a cellmate. Yeah, and you're thinking about getting whacked up by a cellmate.
So let me ask you.
Who's this guy?
Where are you?
Cellmate jerking
off. Why are you doing your hands like that?
Cellmate jerking. Like, that's all he's thinking about.
Wait.
Salt and pepper.
Wait. Let me just ask you about this.
Salt shaker.
If you man went jog.
But you used to call him the salt shaker in jail.
If you man done it, if you man was doing a sentence, are you trying to tell me you're not going to have...
Phil, why are we... Bro, how are we getting there?
I'm saying this is why he's talking a lot. Because he's bored. He's got other things going on.
But there's other things to do in jail other than wank, Phil.
Dominoes. Blackjack.
Table tennis.
only on...
Push-ups.
Burpees.
That's
reeds.
No, they got basketball courts.
Cool.
No, that music's mashing you up, man. My goodness. You're finished. You know, there's no return now, isn't it? You've gone too far. You've gone too far that way now. You're done.
I've never even seen it. I tried to chime in on your question, Hans, but...
No, that's mad, though. That's... Like, somebody just coming and just...
Taking all your conversation.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. if I'm in there for a long time, I'm going to say mad things, but there's still a cap
at what
I'm saying. Cause
Obviously, you're going to check.
But you're bored. Like, I'm bored. Like, I can't, like, if one of you lot call me, I'm gonna ask for information. All right, what happened to my man on such and such date? Like, I'm bored. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, to be fair,
when I get jail calls, like, some of my patrons, like, we're talking about things from...
years ago.
Yeah, like years ago. Yeah, like...
That was... Because that's what they kind of can go off with,
yeah.
Because they've been in there for a while.
They'll recollect on old school things. Old school things.
Bro, I can't... Like, I don't even know what's happened since then, like...
Oh, shit. But they're stuck in the past,
isn't it? Or... Right, well, it's not the same, but one of my brothers was in jail. Or he was... Yeah, he was in jail for a long time. He would call us and we would go out but keep the phone on.
Oh.
Like, we just go out. But you'd pick it up, like, every so and, like... And he'd be like, oh...
So what? So the man then will be out, what, at a dance or something?
Yeah, like, we'll go out and just have your phone on. And he just wants to hear what's going on. I think the point where it got too far is he drew a picture of himself and he said, bro, like, show this to girls in the club and see if I'm their type. Yeah. That's where things...
You should have said that on the point. Put that on the Patreon.
Yeah. Because
he's going to come out.
He's going to come out. He's going to come out and punch up else.
But, you know, it's a smiley face.
But he was here.
That was bad, man, for repeating that.
No.
But I said, show them my portrait.
Yeah, it's a smiley face thing that.
But he was there for a while, wasn't it? That was whatever, I don't really care. But yeah, you haven't really got much to talk about. So the little things, I would always ask the same dumb question. Like, oh, what you want? I'd be like, oh shit, I'm not. Yeah.
I just chatted it. Like.
Do you see the thing and think, oh.
No. Nah.
Because you know that they need to...
Yeah.
Have a release in the way.
Yeah. And that's like their only time, isn't it? Like,
they
like,
can't.
And the people like, that...
ain't got long.
I can speak for the people. I think they just appreciate someone being on the phone.
Yeah.
Helps with their mental health.
Yeah, even if you're not saying nothing or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, just go about your day and they're on the phone.
Yeah, man. I think that's us still.
Is that everything?
Yeah.
Did we apologise?
Yeah, we just got to apologise again for our poor... Just poor everything, really, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but we're back now, obviously.
Someone did ask me a question. Does this count as, like, a jury... Or what do we call it? I can't remember, it's been so fucking long.
Jury question, yeah.
So, someone that watches the show, and they was asking me this while I was out. They just came out of a relationship for like 8 years and they asked, how many passes would you give your friend for like talking to someone that's not their type? I think that's the most polite way of putting it. Say you've just come out of a relationship, like an 8-year relationship, and because you don't really know the lay of the land and stuff like that, and you're out and you just want to speak to the other half, or like, well, not the other half, the opposite sex.
Yeah.
How many passes do you get for speaking to someone that's not usually your type? Or
like a dating.
Or it could be frowned upon in your...
I'll be honest, they can have as many passes as they want, but I'm going to let them know every time.
What, that you're dead moving?
You're moving mad. Because that's what we do. If someone's talking to certain man, regardless of jail, relationship, whatever... What are you doing?
It'll be flagged.
Yeah.
So it's an unlimited thing, but you have to let them know that they're better than that.
And to be fair, I think like with us, like the only time that you're going to be let off is if you actually enter into a serious relationship with that, because then it's just forbidden now. Like you can't say nothing.
Because it's rude.
Yeah, if a man's linking something that's a bit off key, and then he wives it.
Yeah, then it's not your business.
He loves her.
Yeah,
like, that's it.
And then it's done after that, isn't it? Like, you can't say nothing.
But what's mad is saying it and then they end up together.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's happened.
Some stuff's happened.
where the man them have linked something that's not right.
Yeah, or they've linked something that's had this. Oh yeah,
he doesn't.
It's mad.
But yeah, he asked for, like, how many passes would you give, but I guess...
I think unlimited, but I think that's our friendship. If I'm talking about other people, it all depends, isn't it?
Yeah. I feel like, yeah, like, some friendship... Bro, you see, like, American culture, yeah? They see us, like, we're kind of washed, you know?
Why?
Like... I feel like Americans, yeah.
Traveling.
No, but seriously. No, but seriously, yeah. Like you see, like our threshold, yeah. Like our threshold, yeah, and American threshold are like way different.
Wait, threshold for what?
In terms of what?
So like they could. Alright, so like for example, yeah. Cardi B, yeah. Cardi B, ex stripper, yeah.
I thought that might be a bit different, but go on.
Wifed off, married, kids.
That's different.
Yes, there's money, industry.
I'm telling you.
It's got clout.
In America, strippers are being...
Wow. No, I believe that. I believe that.
Donald Trump.
That's not
US.
No, but she's American, though.
Wait, where's she from?
US?
Yeah, but a French doesn't.
I don't know if Pepe is.
Yeah, cool. But he's not British, like... I feel like
so
here.
You think us men have we judge too
our
much.
Pride is too mad. Like our pride is too mad. Yeah, but
it's pain for my girl.
Is that though? Like, but our pride is mad. Like some of us, if our bedrooms even spoken to someone through like Insta, it's a write off. Like it's a no. Like
it's called pride.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's what I'm saying.
We've
got too much pride here. Like in America, things are being let.
What man just saying? Oh yeah, my man used to chat to it. So I love her.
And that's why there's so much single people around here because the pride.
So what you think that like, we should all drop our pride and just start linking each other?
He's not gonna do it.
Exactly. he's trying to start a move. Calling us
No.
Do you reckon that's what we should start doing?
No.
Embracing the whole thing.
If you saw him holding a porn star's hand on the high street, you say you're going mad.
No, I'll be like, go for it, mate. Good on you.
Yeah, and then you'll be chatting about me.
No, I wouldn't.
If I was with like a Bonnie Blue.
No, oh.
That's mental.
No, but come on, though. No, that's insanity, Fionn.
But that's someone's going to wife them.
Okay, yeah, and she would still have to wake up in the morning and go to work.
So, what's the problem?
So you'd be happy?
No, I wouldn't be happy. I'm saying
Bonnie Blue waking up in the morning and going to shag 1,000 men.
That's what she
in the Park Plaza.
No, that's too mad. it was like how many men walked into her yard that time?
I didn't even think.
One, you took off his socks, fly it off, and you want to go what? Yeah, nah.
Forget it. Come on, man. But I just do think that. Our pride is
too high in London because it's ego, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know what? As well, yeah, it's a small country, so there's not even many of us.
It's an island.
Yeah, it's an island.
Excuse Pete, man.
And then the thing is, you know, like London, then it's like you know
ends.
Yeah, it ends. Like, yeah.
We've been pigeonholed.
Yeah. Like we ain't got much going on. Yeah. To
find a thing that nobody knows is Pete.
Yeah, it's Pete. Like,
it's almost impossible.
It's kind of, yeah. There's always one mutual at the very least.
And if it's not even one mutual, it's one of the man then. Like, you might find a thing that no one knows and you just see that one Don following it. You're like, fuck, you know what's going on there. But I don't want to talk too much. Anyway, see? I don't want to talk too much. But yeah, no, in terms of the apology, again, sorry for being joke man, really.
Yeah,
we're back now. And
we have the equipment. We've got a great team that we're working with. Yeah. So,
and we'll be back every single Sunday.
Every single Sunday.
Like every single Sunday morning now without fail. Before midday?
Yeah, whatever.
Not too much pressure.
No, let's put some pressure on.
Alright, before midday, every Sunday, we'll be here. We're going to have the free episode on Patreon, but you have to sign up to the Patreon. You can go and watch that and see what we was chatting about there.
Yeah. So please don't unsubscribe. Please like.
You said don't subscribe.
No, I said don't unsubscribe.
Oh, okay.
You probably have.
Yeah. But yeah, come back.
Come back, please.
We're back now. Like, comment, please, and subscribe. Obviously, I've been Georgie George, Don J, joint here by my workers.
Not his worker. L's AK, Mr. Make It Happen.
It's your boy Fear, the one you will come to see, man.
Until next time, people. Next Sunday.
Peace. Peace.